On the telephone with us, as we do every Wednesday morning, is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Well, it's a beautiful day over here, and it's a great day to enjoy being alive.
Every day is a good day to be, but some days,
to enjoy being alive, we like those daily.
You are confirming there is sunshine in Ellettsville today.
There is, and it is to step outside and not feel that humidity. It just felt like, oh, what a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah. Now, you actually have some good news for us to get things started. That's odd. But I'm excited to hear what it could be.
Well, I want to say kudos to our Public Works Department and Mr. Bill Williams. We have a constituent out there who had a major problem. She is confined to a motorized wheelchair, and that is how she gets to the store and so forth. She lives out in Van Buren Park, and she uses that sidewalk along Leonard Springs Road to get up to go to the store and run her errands. What she was running into is a stretch of sidewalk.
Shel Silverstein wrote a book about this once. It's called Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah, well, this stretch of sidewalk had been torn up in some way. So she was having to go out into the busy road to go around this bad sidewalk to get back onto the good sidewalk. And she had been calling the city saying, please fix it, and they kept saying, call Bill Williams. And so I get hold of Bill Williams, and he says, that's not ours. When you look at that Google map and see exactly what she was talking about, you can see the city annexed along there, and that's a part that the city's supposed to be maintaining.
So who's her city council person?
Well, no. She isn't in the city, but the sidewalk is in the city.
But some city council person should be in charge.
But beyond this, what she was doing, she tried for 7 months to get the city to do something. And I got in touch with Bill Williams, and he said, I'll get in touch with them. And he did, and he pointed out where it was and why it was the city's responsibility. And this problem is going to get turned around, and that young lady who is going to be able to get to the store in that wheelchair without going into the road, which there's no excuse for that. And in addition to which, I said, get in touch with Rural Transit to see if they won't assist you in the meantime, and they're going to be there on Wednesday to help her out today. And so that's a good news story, because even though it's one person's problem, it is a huge problem, and that problem needed to be addressed. So I thank you, Bill Williams, for taking time out of your day to make sure this happens.
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. She's a county councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday to keep our eyes on county finances. And we had to talk to you last Friday, Marty, because we just couldn't wait until Wednesday, as we heard a report or saw in the paper that someone with the Monroe County Jail had been relieved of their duties based on some money disappearing, and the Indiana State Board of Accounts is setting up shop in the jail to investigate what's going on. For those people who might have been on vacation or just getting back with us, like David Hayes, give us a quick nickel tour on what we might have missed last week and where we are moving forward.
Well, when we went through the State Board of Accounts, they go through what's called an exit interview to tell us what they have discovered when they're doing the audits. And, of course, it's always like a year behind, so they were working on the 2013 audit, and we got that report at the end of last year, 2014. And it did indicate that there was some concern in several of the departments where we didn't have the kind of checks and balances and financial controls put in place, and one of which was, and that doesn't mean anything bad is going on, it just says, hey, you need to get better financial controls so nothing will happen. Or at least you're not setting something up there to make it easier to happen. And one of those situations was at the jail, and it did show some small numbers that weren't quite, that wasn't...
You mean small numbers, small amount of monies that
small
weren't
amount of
matched
monies.
Up.
Since that time, there has been additional investigation. The State Board of Accounts has been working at the jail in a office that's been set up for them to try to work through all these numbers to see exactly where the problems are, how bad they might be. For whatever reason, the sheriff did dismiss this employee.
Why hasn't that name been public?
But it might be for some other, maybe they had a fuss. Who knows? You know, we don't know the reasons behind.
Well, but see, Marty, that when you handle things like this and you don't make the name public and you don't specify the reasoning for you know, it, just anything. You don't put anything out there. There's no transparency. What always ends up happening is people assume the worst.
Well, and let me be very clear. When you're in the midst of an audit and an investigation, you better be careful what you're saying. And you know what? The public can say whatever they want to, but whatever their choices are. But when you're discussing it as a representative of the county, you have to be very careful because there's not been a definitive answer to this. So it is under investigation. We've got the State Board of Accounts investigating. We had the Indiana State Police investigating, according to a report that I saw from WRTV, Channel 6.
So, gee, we have to find out from from Channel 6 instead of getting any information being given to you as a council member, instead of having anything being reported locally. What the heck is that?
It was reported locally. It was in the paper last week. But I guess my statement here is I understand that people have to follow guidelines if we're in the process of investigating what's going on and so forth. So I can't tell. I'm not the HR director. I would think if anybody wanted to get additional information about the employee or what the employee's job was or whatever, they could call HR. And
well, assuming they would talk.
No, HR's not going to talk, and nor should they. But the problem is that
they're... Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. If they shouldn't, then certainly the sheriff shouldn't either. But that's the story for another day. I'm just glad that the State Board of Accounts they're taking a really hard look at all of the departments to make sure that we put things in place that no one will feel it's going to be easy. Like what was a city employee said, oh, yeah, it was easy. It should not be so easy to make off with the people's money. So in every department in the county government, I'm hoping that we have things in place that will make it very difficult.
Why is it taking so long for these things to get in place? Is this some kind of revelation in some accounting circles that someone just said, hey, by the way, if you have one person doing all the money, that's
really
probably a bad idea.
For them to steal.
Why did we just figure out in the last 2 or 3 years that that's the way this should be, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, we didn't think of that before. Well, there's no wonder why people never quit these jobs.
They
only get caught once someone started looking at them. It's not hard to figure out, Marty. There's not a lot of dots to connect there. Hey, 15 years, we didn't hear anything about this person. Hey, last 3 years, we put in some new regulations. Hey, they're caught. Oh, what do you know? Jeez, wow. What do you mean? Hey.
And I really think that human nature
says
that
people in government.
No, they're wrong.
You're wrong.
I think that human nature tells us there will always be those among
absolutely.
Us. That
and it will never
will,
stop.
If given the opportunity, if the door's wide open to take something, they might. And the vast majority of people would not do it if it was sitting there in front of them. They would not do it because it's the wrong thing to
these
do.
These people have stolen after these programs have been put in place.
Yeah, right. And kept undoing it even after they knew they were being investigated.
Well, let me just drop some fake invoices, and that'll solve that problem.
Right,
that
because they think that you know,
no, stupid
that they
is
just
stupid.
Won't
that's
get
what
caught.
That is.
They'll figure out a way around
yep.
it.
Or no one's looked. No one's looked in my direction before. Why don't I just keep going and keep going and keep going? That's fine. I mean, I just hope those who steal get theirs for stealing public taxpayer money. That's all I hope. If you're guilty, exactly. Make sure it is, because they have thumbed their nose to the new system, which is shocking that it's a new system, and they have continued on with this. And again, who knows how long they had a free ride before they got caught. It was almost like even with the city stuff with Justin Wyckoff, I was like, well, we went back to 2011, and wow, we're a little tired. That's good. We'll stop there and just go forward with that just to make the case. They didn't say this was happening.
They didn't even look any further back than
that. They didn't know if it was
that.
A start date on any of this. So when you're the only person in there, how do you know what the real numbers are? Congratulations to everybody who has robbed us blind for however many years.
It's so frustrating when you're sitting there voting on dollars and we're being trying to pinch pennies to make things work.
Well, their salaries are made public, and it's like you go on 7 vacations a year and you have new cars. It's not hard to figure out. They're dumb people that do it. These are the things. And catching them, I guess, is difficult. But once you get them, then you got to throw the book at them. So, right, you're pinching pennies, and the city pinches pennies for firefighters and cops and roads and everything people need, and these people line their pockets. No thanks.
And we continue to try to look for ways to raise new taxes to provide services.
Oh, you found a new one to raise? Okay, good.
Well, that was discussed last evening. And we were talking about the central dispatch and the interlocal agreement with the city, and it was determined that we really ought not to move forward with that until we got an answer back from the city about whether or not they are going to raise the income tax, which would cover, for instance, the public safety tax. If they put that in place, and that's an income tax, there's a new law that says you can use all of it for your central dispatch if you choose to do that, if that's the way you put it in place. Now remember, and this is part of something I said to them last night at the council meeting, I said, remember, just a few months ago, there were those who thought it would be a really great idea to put in an income tax for transportation. Charge everybody throughout the county for transportation tax, send it all into the city of Bloomington for them to operate their Bloomington Transit. And there were many, including, you know, many business people who thought, oh, that's something we ought to do. Well, now there's like, oh, well, we need to use this income tax for public safety for central dispatch. Well, you can only go to the well so many times. You cannot just continue to raise the income tax.
Oh, I don't know, Marty. They seem to think that we have, you know, that our entire paycheck should go to them.
Well, and we don't know who they is or whatever, but I'm just saying that. And part of what I mentioned to them last evening is that any time, what really should happen is you should look at the big picture, the broad picture, and say, what are the most pressing needs that we have for this community to be healthy and successful and have jobs and roads and all of those things? What's the most pressing thing that we have a responsibility for? And when you think about a new tax, you better be thinking about that most important thing and not just whatever's put before you at the time. Do I think central dispatch is important to people throughout the county? Well, yes. And if you're going to put in an income tax, it seems like that would better serve the entire county if everybody in the county is going to have to pay it. But are there other ways that we can provide these numbers?
So the tax you're talking about is not a city income tax. It's a countywide income tax that we're referring to.
That way that gets changed, that income tax can get changed, is only by the city council, because there's an income tax council that the state says this is how it works, and the city has control of that income tax council because they have the highest population. Their vote is higher than the vote that the county would have, so it will be absolutely up to them if they decide this is something they want to do in order to operate that central dispatch.
So if this council decides to add this to the income tax and you get money for running central dispatch, does that come off of what the county is supposed to put in towards this? Or does the city just get credit for all that and you guys still have to come up with all the money that you've been discussing that have to go to central dispatch?
Well, this will all, of course, we've already made it clear how we're supposed to be paying for the maintenance agreement for software. So this will all be a part of that interlocal agreement with the city, and that's what they're working on right now. But they have decided not to go ahead and sign off on that interlocal agreement until we find out whether or not there's going to be this other income tax. So I don't have all the answers to your question because that interlocal agreement
has not been written up yet.
Yes, right. It's just not being signed off on yet. So the other bit of good news is that we did get another $139,000, almost $140,000 from the state for our adult protective services. If you know of an adult out there who might be in danger of being taken advantage of in any way, our senior citizens, then the number to call would be 812-349-2670. Now, that the Adult Protective Services is housed here in Monroe County, but we service Owen County, Morgan County.
The regional outlet.
It's a
you region. You get tax dollars from those counties as well for providing the service, correct?
Actually, no. We get it from the state.
Okay, well, that's good. At least you're getting it from somewhere, because if you're going to cover everybody, you should get some help for that. That should not be Monroe County's problem alone.
Right. I did find out that evidently from one of the bonds that we issued that the county paid for, a car was purchased for these folks. Now, I'm not saying they don't need a car, they don't need transport. I'm not saying that at all. But I do think that if it comes out of local tax dollars, the other counties ought to assist a bit in how
they can pay for the gas.
Yeah, I just think we should spread the pain a little bit. But I am very much in support.
Just curious, was this a brand new vehicle?
I understand it was.
Always. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You only threw out the all that new car, you know, thing as soon as they drove it off the lot. Marty, when we have finally got someone from Government Trackers now talking about what happens at staff time at the county commissioners meetings, and the latest Gov Tracker, they've listed a few things that went on at the staff meeting for the commissioners, and one of the things listed in here is the possibility of a syringe and needle exchange program. And anyone who's been following the news knows that down south we've had some really big problems with an outbreak of AIDS, and they're blaming it exclusively on needles being, you know, passed between people and so forth. Do you know anything about this? I'm assuming this is coming from the Department of Health talking about this possible needle exchange program.
Right. They are discussing that, and so we'll see what Penny Cottle brings to us as to whether or not this is something that is needed in this county. And see what happens with that.
Because I'm hearing talk.
At this point, she just was bringing it to the county commissioners. Part of what else went on at the county commissioners is that they have determined that, yes, indeed, that parking garage is going to be getting ready to start construction, and it's supposed to be finished in July by 2016. In the meantime, the county commissioners are working with trying to get additional parking near the showers building and try to figure out where they're going to put, probably they have to figure out where they're going to put all the people from the courts that will be moved out of there.
Around that shuttle bus down behind the convention center.
Right, we'll have that done. And also, as an update, the planning of the amendment to the Monroe County Urbanizing Area Plan will be presented to the Plan Commission and the Commissioners with a joint meeting on August 10th, and it's going to be presented by the consultants. So that needs to be put on your radar screen as well. And then we're also talking about maybe having body camera options for the sheriff through a special grant.
Yeah, that grant has to be for body cameras. That's the problem.
Things that I had recently happen is I talked to one of the Monroe County Sheriff Department people and you know, kind of getting back to this whole thing with that needle exchange and stuff. He says that the heroin problem in Bloomington is growing.
Well, yes, and a heroin problem is growing throughout the United States.
So. Yeah, I didn't mean specifically just here, but I mean that this is, they're seeing a lot more of this locally. And I just, you know, I don't think a lot of people hear those kind of things because we don't see it anywhere. And if you're not in, you know, if you don't know somebody that you can actually speak to about this, it's just kind of shocking to me that we've got more of a problem of this and it never hits any of the airwaves or the newspaper. And we're just...
Well, whose definition is it a problem of? Since you're not around it, I'm not around it, we don't think it's a problem. If you don't have if you don't have 40 people arrested in a big bust, it doesn't. Heck, a former guy on a football team was dealing heroin.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I started to say.
That's
in
the paper.
What do you mean we
that's
don't
there.
See it? It was the headlines.
That's in there.
Yes,
that was front page news, sadly, for all of it. But yeah. We hope to have better stories from you, Marty. Keep us up to date on that investigation that's going on. How long does that look to be? Does that take 6 months, 9 months? I know they've set up an office in the jail for it. How long is that a normal project?
Well, I hope they take as long as it takes to get to really get into it and make sure that they give us the right answer and not just like a mini view of it. But I hope it happens quickly because this is the kind of thing that needs to get wrapped up and make certain the public understands we're not going to tolerate it if indeed they find out anything untoward was going on. Just because something's being audited or investigated doesn't necessarily mean it absolutely was anything any more than poor sloppy bookkeeping. I understand.
And that's fine, Marty.
If the employee is gone and all of this, it does make one want to jump to conclusions that it looks really bad. So I'm hoping we'll get the answer pretty quickly and we'll be able to get something resolved and move on and make sure our employees know that we're going to have better balance and better investigations.
You know, Marty, it would be a relief, I think, to most people if we hear that this person was just fired for doing their job badly.
And that will be the case.
I mean, I would love to hear that, and I think we all would. But problem with the way that this was handled and the way it was reported is that everybody thinks the worst because of what's happened prior to that. And so because we weren't giving any information except for this person was fired, and I'm talking about that being a PR problem within the county, that they are not thinking about how they are going to communicate with the public so that we don't automatically jump to the worst conclusions.
And I suppose that's what the public would normally do. And I don't know what the law is about what we can release and what we cannot. So, but I'm just saying, if something bad was going on, I'm glad that someone's figured it out. If indeed that's the case.
Yep, and then we'll let the State Board of Accounts do what they need to do, and if they have help from the state police, wherever else they need help for, just figure it out. That's all. That's it. Figure
it
out and get the money paid back.
That's
a good one.
We need the money for doing the things that we have to do, and even if we
the point is the money doesn't need to be stolen.
That,
that's right.
We could return it back to the people who are paying the tax.
That's right. Yeah. Cover up that
new
income tax.
I'll faint when that happens.
All right, Marty, we got to go. I'm sorry. Marty Hawk, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.